Well, not only do we know that your gut is chock full of microbes, but can these organisms survive somewhere a little less hospitable, say in sub-zero temperatures, in total darkness, in a lake beneath an Antarctic ice sheet? And did I mention that the lake is half a mile below the ice surface? This week in the journal Nature, a new paper describes the diverse and apparently flourishing microbial ecosystem found in Antarctica's Lake Willens. And among the scientists who work on this National Science Foundation project, also known as WISRD, is my next guest, Jill McCookie. She is an assistant professor of microbiology at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. Welcome to Science Friday, Dr. McCookie.
Oh, thank you for having me, Ira.
So you found all these microbes living half a mile beneath the ice in a lake in Antarctica?
Yeah, but it's not as if we just, found them there. I mean, it was a very extensive collaborative project that required years of planning to actually drill and get into this this subglacial lake.
Mm-hmm. And how long did that take? How long did it take to drill down?
It took about 72 hours for the drillers to actually penetrate through the 800 meters of ice into the lake itself.
And tell us what you found.
We found, first of all, we found a lake, so that was really exciting because they had predicted this lake was there for, over the years looking at radar data. And so to actually access and see that there was a lake there was really exciting. It was about 2.2 meters thick, and we were able to collect water and sediments from this lake directly, and that was the first time this has ever been done in a clean way. So that was really exciting. Mm-hmm. And what we found were microbial cells.
Now, are they similar to the ones that live above, that we're familiar with?
You mean that live elsewhere on our planet? Well, they do have some similarity to organisms, for example, from deep sea sediments. So they're not entirely foreign, but they are. There is a lot of new diversity there. So there's a lot more to explore.
I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International. Talking with Dr. Jill McCookie. So are there new species or what is so exciting about the discovery?
I think what's so exciting about this discovery is that it's the first time it's ever been done. We've thought for years that these subglacial systems hosted microbial ecosystems, but we've never been able to sample them directly. And the first question was, if there's microbes there, are these microbes metabolically active? And that's the key. If they're active, then they have a function in the ecosystem. They have a function in our planet. And so much of the Earth, about 10% of the Earth's terrestrial surface is covered with ice, and yet we have so few samples from this environment. This is our first look at what these organisms actually do.
Mm-hmm. Could this also give hope to people who want to go to other planets in our solar system where the environment might be similar, the moons of Jupiter or Saturn?
Yeah, I think it does because it gives us a window into how life can grow and survive in a sunless world, in a very cold ecosystem, locked below significant ice.
How many more lakes do you want to find?
The data suggests there's almost 400 of these lakes. And I think that it's not like you can sample one and know what a whole continent is like, right? Antarctica is the size of U.S. and Mexico combined. And we've talked before about another subglacial ecosystem called Blood Falls, which is extremely saline, and subglacial Lake Willens is a freshwater lake. And so we know that there must be a diversity of these aquatic ecosystems below Antarctica.
Mm-hmm. Where does the lake come from? Is it melting water? Has it been there for millions of years?
This is an active subglacial lake, and the water itself comes from melting of the overlying glacial ice. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by an active lake is that the water underneath the Willens ice stream is actively moving through this lake system, and so it drains and fills on, maybe decadal timescales.
Mm-hmm. Would there be something like this going on in the north, let's say in Greenland, which is sort of the Antarctic of the north?
Yeah, but I would say that would be on a much more rapid timescale.
Mm-hmm. So what do you want to do next?
first, we want to keep looking at these samples. It's only the tip of the iceberg, right? We've just started to look at these samples. It's a huge team, an international team of investigators who are looking at the diversity, the structure, and the function of these microbial communities. So we want to keep at that and see what these microbes can teach us about Antarctica and just our global system as a whole. And then we want to go back and look at where we think this lake drains into the Ross Sea area. And so this year, in the fall, well, in about 2 months, we're heading back down to go to the grounding zone. And this is where the Willans Ice Stream takes off into the Ross Ice Shelf.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us an idea how old this colony, or all these bacteria living, have been?
That's a tough question. I mean, they're actively growing, and you know, this water is actively moving. So, I mean, it's hard to constrain a specific age for the specific microbe.
Mm-hmm. How deep is the lake itself?
The lake itself is about 2.2 meters thick.
So you're like 10 feet of water, you're talking.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's a shallow lake. It's a relatively shallow lake, yeah.
So
not as big as like Lake Vostok.
Half mile ice and 10 feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it is in Antarctica. I've been there. I've seen some of these lakes many years ago, probably before you were born. Thank you very much, Dr. McCookie, for taking time to be with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Ira.
You're welcome. Jill McCookie is an assistant professor of microbiology at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, it's the Sci-Fry Book Club. Get out your copy of Frank Herbert's Dune. We're going to talk about it. We don't have the cookies and coffee and tea out yet, but maybe we will by the time we get back after the break. Stay with us.